This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris with Morning Devotions. You might remember the 1985 movie The Colour Purple, starring a young Whoopi Goldberg, actually launched her movie career based on the 1982 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. Amazing story covering 40 years of Selah. She was an African-American woman living in the US Deep South. There was just incredible abuse and bigotry. Steven Spielberg was the director. Amazing story. And then there's in the story a blues singer named Shug Avery. Now, Shug's father is a minister of religion who disowned her for her lifestyle. She's brought to shame and disgrace to the family, he used to say. He actually hadn't spoken to her for years. But there's one scene in the movie where she's singing in the bar, "I've got something to tell you." And she suddenly hears the church choir just across the road singing the hymn, "God's Got Something to Tell You." So she takes her band into the church, marches down the aisle. Her father, Shug's father, is about to preach on the parable of the prodigal son. But then she goes up to him and says something quite profound. She says, "You see, Daddy, even us sinners have soul." And Shug was trying very hard to win her father's approval for mistakes she had made. Of course, everyone makes mistakes, so I believe we all need a second chance in life. No one's perfect. But do you realise that God actually delights in giving people a second chance? When Moses wanted to understand more about God so that he could speak with authority to the people of Israel, God passed by him and proclaimed that he is the Lord, the compassionate, the gracious God who is slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. That's recorded in Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. So God is patient. He gives us second chances, not just one, but a continual second chance. Micah 7, verse 18 says, "Who is a God like you who pardons sins and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but you delight to show mercy." So here it is that God favours the opportunities to give second chances to all of us. God is the God of the second chance. The Bible says that he is gracious and compassionate. He is slow to anger, abounding in love. So we all make mistakes, but God is not like that. No matter how far we've wandered from him or how we've messed up our lives, God still loves us. He wants to set us on the right path. So people need to know that God gives them a second chance. Now, in the Bible, there are many examples of people given a second chance. Now, Moses received the Ten Commandments from God. When he returned to the camp, he came upon a huge party. He was so angry, he threw down the tablets of stone, destroyed them. But fortunately, God had another copy. Now, this is the same man, Moses, who in anger killed an Egyptian who was abusing a Hebrew person. God gave him a second chance. And here we have Moses being one of the world's all-time greatest leaders. Fast forward to the New Testament. Peter was one of the disciples of Jesus. And yet when Jesus was arrested, Peter denied ever knowing him. He didn't deny him once, but three different times. He felt such a failure. He went back to his profession as a fisherman. But Jesus came to him and Jesus offered a second chance. Mark, here's someone else. He was an early follower of Jesus. He wrote the Gospel of Mark. He was on the ministry team of Paul. And the book of Acts tells us that he deserted Paul and he left Paul and the others. He left Perga, he went back to Jerusalem. But 10 years later, Paul was imprisoned in Rome, and Paul asked if Mark could be sent to him. Why? "He can be very helpful to me." That's what it says in 2 Timothy 4. Even after deserting him, Paul gives Mark a second chance because he believed that Mark could help him. So here we have the story of Moses, Peter. Paul gave Mark a second chance. So I want to say today that God is in the business of second chances. Don't feel discouraged that you've made a mistake. God offers you that same opportunity. Thank you, Lord. We do acknowledge we all need a second, third, fourth, fifth chance. And we are so grateful that you do that out of love for us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.